like to call our meeting to order. City of Baker School Board, Board Meeting Agenda, Tuesday, July 11th, 2023, 6 o'clock p.m. here at the school board office. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito. Raise your hand, Ms. Dito. And submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone an opportunity to speak. But before we begin, I would like to read a quote to you by Mary McLeod Bethune. Everybody knows who she was, an amazing woman who started a school with 25 cents. Her quote is this: "We have a powerful potential in our youth, and we must have the courage to change old ideas and practices so that we may direct their power toward good ends." And I think the quote speaks for itself. Before we begin, I would like to make a very special announcement that we at the City of Baker School System were very excited because this meeting, future meetings, regular school board meetings will now be live streamed. So you're all on camera and accessible via the Baker Schools website, www.bakerschools.org. I would also like to thank Mr. Ricky Jones, who coordinated this effort, and the team at MIS Technology Group for their expertise and help in pulling this together so quickly. I called them maybe 2 weeks ago, and they were able to get it done. So we're very, very grateful. A shout out to Michael Tran, who worked so hard at getting all of the equipment set up and running before leaving the country for vacation. How is he suffering, huh? I would also like to thank Sean Kimball with MIS. He's with us tonight to assist us with our very first live stream. So we're all on camera. Roll call. Mrs. Perkins. Mrs. Prophet, Mrs. Joseph, Ms. Butler,
here,
and Mrs. Burgess, here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We will have meditation by Joyce Burgess, Pledge of Allegiance by Mrs. Joseph. Would you stand with me? Mr. Grigsby has been with the district for quite some time. And usually if there are any questions to be answered about the formation of the City of Baker School District, Mr. Grigsby is the one to talk to. So you will be missed, sir. We thank you so much for what you've given this district, your time, your energy, your ability, your skills. We are so very, very grateful to you, and you will be missed. You will be missed. And are there any board members or attorneys that would like to say, Mr. Schroeder would like to say something to Mr. Grigsby?
I just want to say, since you're here tonight, I have a couple of things I need you to do.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Mr. Grigsby? Oh, I'm sorry. We have board members.
Thank you for all your listening, my complaining, or even just a listening ear you were. And I appreciate everything, all good things about you. Guess I didn't know you until 2 years ago. But you enjoy your retirement. Yes.
Any other board member?
I, too, would like to thank Mr. Wilson for your service. And I have a request that you leave your phone number.
I do have one more thing to say before he starts. So I'm heading into my 16th year as a superintendent, and I've had a few HR directors over the years. And I just appreciate the man that you are, the employee that you are, the way you have supported us. Even when you were on leave, we knew we could pick up the phone and call you. I know that's still the case, but I will certainly miss working with you.
Very good.
I won't be long, I promise. I am a man of God. Philippians says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And 33 years, 11 of them here, there have been some good and there have been some bad, but I'm going to focus on the good. Not to brag, but I love this group of people so much that I won a $40,000 Chevy Camaro. And though some of them are still here, I split the sale of the Chevy Camaro, and I gave $14,000 to this place. Because if I stood in front of them and said, if we win this, y'all, I'm going to share it. I'm a man of virtue. I also think of the day of the flood, the two people whose house were destroyed, and mine was destroyed. I was here that day because we didn't get a call to say not to come that day. But that's what I do. I came on the day of the flood. But I do that because that's what I do, and they will all tell you that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and you can call me, and if you need me, it's right phone call away. Thank you.
Mr. Grigsby, stay where you are. Certificate of appreciation is presented to Mr. David Grigsby in recognition of your 10 plus years, almost 11 years of outstanding service to the City of Baker school system and your 33 years of total service in the education of our children. Thank you so much.
So that plaque says 10.75 years. Are you sure you don't want to make an even 11?
So sad when amazing people leave. And that was one amazing, that's one amazing man. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I make a motion of the approval of the agenda.
We have a motion made by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Now for the approval of the agenda. Action items. The public may comment on action items, as I said before, but you're limited to 2 minutes per individual. Consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting held June 6th, 2023. Are there any public comments regarding the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting on June 6th, 2023? School board members, any comments? Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting June 6th, 2023?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the minutes of the school board meeting June 6, 2023. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the minutes, June 6, 2023. The next agenda item is consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2023.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice President, Board, and Superintendent Schroeder, Attorney, everyone in this assembly. In your package, you have the general fund financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparison for period ending May 31st, 2023. Year-to-date total revenues, $11,039,387.87 for expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $3,822,365. Total support services, $5,228,571, total expenditures of $9,875,682.17, leaving the excess over revenues of over expenditures $1,163,95.70. On page two, the capital project, this is your Baker High Restoration Project. Year-to-date revenues, $5,847,457.77. You have transfers in from general fund of $3,901,176. Total revenues for the project year to date, $9,748,633.77. And total expenditures of $6,718,096.44. I want to add that for your capital project for FEMA, I did process of FEMA reimbursement in an amount of over $6 million. And so far, they're in the queue to be approved. We've seen out of that $6 million. Third page, your special revenue fund. Year-to-date revenues, $3,918,711.93. Year-to-date expenditures, $5,538,847. We have receivables as of July 6, 2023, of $1,797,263.49, leaving adjusted deficiency, which is actually an excess, for $169,022.68. That concludes my financial report, including the budget to actual protection for the period ending May 31st.
I just have a comment. I just want to say thank you and your staff. Thank you and your staff for the reimbursement from FEMA. That's truly amazing to get reimbursements from FEMA. We can definitely use that as it relates to rebuilding our high school and, of course, other areas that we want to move our system forward in. So thank you so much for that. That's huge.
If we have a question concerning the project, is this the time to ask a question, or is it somewhere else?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If we have a question concerning the project itself.
The building of
yes.
the school?
Sure. From what I understand, there are some outstanding requests, if you will, for approval from the board to move the project forward. So what's the holdup on that? I don't know if that's a Ms. Stewart's question or what. In the plan itself, and because it was stated to us before at the board meeting when the gentleman was here, that there was no outlets for the intercom system and the phone line, and there's no way to have a school without that. So that's why I'm asking the question. So what's the holdup on that? Because according to the contractor, it was submitted for the
mm-hmm.
board's approval,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't seen it. So,
yeah, I can tell you on those items that you mentioned, the intercom system and the phone system, we're actually trying to gather three quotes from vendors for those. We have to have three quotes before we can move forward, so we're in the process of gathering those quotes.
So what, I guess my question is, why is it taking so long? Because he said he submitted this months ago.
So those were not included as part of the original construction project, and we weren't aware of that until probably March or April. So we have some quotes collected, and we're still waiting on vendors for the three to complete it. I don't have an answer on why the vendors are taking so long.
It's not the vendors. What I'm saying is something was submitted for us to approve to get back to the contractor to move forward with the work, and that has not happened. So what I'm saying is, when do we get it to approve it so the project can be on?
I'm not familiar with what she's saying. The board needed to approve.
So do we need to meet with the contractor as a board? I'm serious.
Yeah, we can have the contractor come at the office meeting.
So we need to have him at the next board meeting, because that's unacceptable that the project is not moving forward.
I think the project is moving forward. What the most current holdup was the asbestos, and that's been cleared by
mm-hmm.
by the EPA. The board actually approved the change orders that the Stewart and Company brought to us. I'm not quite sure what else you're looking forward to.
What I'm saying is the contractor saying one thing, you're telling us something else. And I'm not saying you're not being truthful. I guess that's what they told you. But that's why we need the contractor here so we can ask questions.
We can do that. We can do that, Mrs. Joseph. We can definitely get in here again to, I know that there are some content as it relates to the building that we all need to take a look at and approve, but that's an easy fix, so we can definitely get that done.
I have a question in reference to the building also. Can I go ahead and ask it now, or
sure.
do you want me to wait till later?
Go ahead.
Okay, I met with the contractor approximately 2 weeks ago, the superintendent, Mr. Max McCray, who's over the entire City of Baker high school project. And I was advised, I had numerous questions, and I'm not going to discuss it now, but I also have numerous issues and problems that have been going on for several months, close to a year now. And he advised me, because I had to do a report last night for my homeowners association, and I just want clarity because I don't want my neighbors to think that I'm lying or being untruthful, because I asked him yesterday morning when we met what was the target date, because I've had numerous constituents call. They go by the school, and they are very dissatisfied with the lack of progress. When I went 2 weeks ago, they don't have the sheetrock up, and when I visited it about 3 or 4 months ago, they didn't have any sheetrocks up, and they said it was numerous issues and problems that have not been addressed by the Baker School Board. That's why we have got to get the contractor here. But he gave me, and I did see the segment with Mr. Schroeder where he said that the school would be open in April of 2024. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the timeline they gave.
We need to get him here because of the fact. He told me yesterday morning when I met with him, the earliest target date is July of 2024, and it might be later because of all the issues and concerns that they have with the building.
Yeah, they have not updated us on that.
And another thing, too, each board member on a monthly basis receives an update from Stewart and Company as well. So, but these are easy fixes. And what we can do, what we're going to do, is so that we can all be on the same page. I definitely understand the way you feel. We want to make sure that we are as transparent and as open as we possibly can be with our public and with each other. So these are easy fixes. We just need to get Mr. Schroeder, get with the contractor, to see if we can schedule a meeting with the contractor and all of the people involved so that we can all be on the same page, because we all want the same thing, and we want our school built. But we want to make sure that, you know, we move together as a body, and we say the same thing, and we hear the same thing. So that's
my major concern.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody is hearing something different, and they're not getting correct information.
Well, when we have this meeting, Mrs. Perkins, I want you to say that to the contractor.
Oh, I've already talked to the contractor. Yep. He already knows.
Yes, so that we can all be on the same page. Because, you know, I can remember the days when there was no school going up. You know, so these are great problems. These are good problems in that we're having this discussion about our school being built. This is a good fix. Okay, we have a public comment by Ms. Karana Corley. I'm sorry, Ms. Karanda. Corley, she's online, and Mr. Ricky Jones is going to direct that. And I think her comment was related to the finance, Mrs. Sidney. I think you're on, Ms. Corley. Mr. Jones, is there a problem? Hello? Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Good afternoon, my name. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
We can hear you.
My comment was, I would just like to know, as it relates to the budget, after listening to the conversation and dialogue, I was curious to know if Mr. Grisby's replacement would be receiving the same salary or a decrease, and if so, if that amount would be included in this actual financial report. Also, how much additional funding will the board have to use regarding the actual building of the high school, considering that the blueprint was not in ADA compliance? So I know that's going to cost the extra amount, but that's not...
Ms. Corley, are you still there? Okay, we're working out some issues. Okay, all righty. We're going to move on. If we get her back, we'll let her talk. Okay. Are there any other comments from the board members about, specifically speaking, the finance report? If there are no more comments from any board member, may I get a motion for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2023.
I motion in consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2023.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Butler to consider and accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the board ending, for the period ending May 31st, 2023, and a second by Mrs. Prophet. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. To consider, all the motion carries, for the acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparison for the period May 31st, 2023. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of the following memorandums of understanding, MOUs, for the 2023-2024 school year. A, consideration and approval of MOU with Southern University for nursing program and teacher education program. B, consideration and approval of MOU with iTeach Louisiana to assist in recruitment, identification, and development of pool of potential effective teachers. C, consideration and approval of MOU with Restorative Outreach Center for ROC for school-based therapy and conflict resolution classes. Mr. Schroeder, would you like to say anything as to these MOUs?
Yeah, so the first MOU with Southern University is for, I believe it's for the practicum for nursing students to come do practicums at our school with our nursing program. And the teacher education program as well. Those are both MOUs for their students to come and do practicums at our campuses. The second one, iTeach, is a program that we use with teachers who are not certified to get them certified. It's a teacher training program. And C is the Restorative Outreach Center. I talked to the board a little bit about this at the last board meeting. An MOU with them providing school-based therapy services. I think they have a representative here, yes. Yep. Would you like to say anything on the MOU? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Williams. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm the designee for Martin Nyshed, who is the owner and executive director of Restore Outreach Center. Our organization provides supportive counseling for all age groups. The MOU allows for our organization to work with campuses and students for identified students that may need some behavioral health support. In particular, we offer two services, PSR and CPST, which are skill building services and supportive counseling. In addition to that, the MOU speaks to conflict resolution classes. We use an evidence-based model, which is a 10-lesson model to help students to be able to resolve conflicts independently. It can be attended by the student themselves or in conjunction with a family member. We offer these this evidence-based model either in a single course or in multiple sessions, depending on the capability of the student to be able to attend and what the availability is for the campus. But if you guys have any questions, I'm happy to field any questions.
I just want to say that I talked a little bit about it earlier, that I'm heading into my 16th year as a superintendent, over 250 board meetings. And in those years, probably the single, if I could identify the single greatest thing that we ever accomplished as a district, it was when we hired school-based therapists in Grand County, Utah. And it was so successful that the state of Utah actually funded school-based therapists for every district in the state. So this is an MOU, a partnership that I'm extremely excited for, and you know, I really think that it's going to set our students up, our struggling students, for some success.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question in reference to the classes. Are they going to be at Baker, on the campuses of Baker or Southern University?
What's unique is that we're community-based, so we bring our team to you, so the students won't be disrupted. All we ask is that we work with the school principal. They can designate a location on site, and we bring our services to the school campus.
Thank you.
Any other comments, board members? I have no request for public
services that she provided. I do have a question. Do we have anything in place in reference to retention once we get the teacher certified for retention purposes? Not for the counseling.
You mean something in place that, incentivizes teachers to stay?
What happens is I found that once they get certified, they leave.
Yeah, that's one of the things we wanted to address with the single lane salary schedule and moving to the second highest pay in the region, because that's what we were seeing. We were seeing we'd get teachers certified and then they'd go to another district for more money. So, probably our biggest move in relation to that was that change in the salary schedule. So we're hoping financially it just makes it tougher for them to go to another district. Like, they'll have to take a pay cut to go to another district. We also do offer the ESSER stipend for retention. And we have one more year of that, and then that money goes away after next year.
I'd like to know, what month do the ESSER funds completely go away?
September of 2024.
Thank you.
I have a point of order. With these MOUs, do each of them require an individual vote? Or can we just vote all of them in one vote?
You can take them all together as it's been presented. They're actually one agenda item, subpart. So they're designed to be approved.
One vote. Okay, wonderful. That's what I thought. Thank you.
Let me ask a question, please. In reference to what she was saying, on the ones, the teachers that the school district that do have to get certified, is it a way whereby you can give them write a contract, but they would have to stay 3 years or X amount of years once they qualify where they can't leave if you're paying for it?
That's probably a better question for our attorney. I don't know if we can tie them into a lengthy contract if we pay for their certification.
The idea with the certification is that it's a cost that we are attempting to help them. They're free to leave and go with it. So if we do invest into our
I just have a comment. To me, that doesn't pass the common sense test because initially they had said that when they raised the salary cap, being the second highest district in the state of Louisiana, that they wanted to retain and keep the certified teachers. But if you train them and they leave, that's defeating the whole purpose.
So I think there's two different issues. The first one is the program that Schroeder is referring to in subpart B, I think is high TV. That's for teachers that aren't certified, that are here, that are to go through a program. So those are teachers that we would ultimately offer employment to when we cannot fill the certified. For the salary and the lane schedule, I'll do my best not to butcher where Mr. Schroeder is on this, but the way that the lane structure works, that it's contemplated with those individuals being certified, and that's where they're starting salaries, such that we're enticing teachers that may be certified in EBR, Central, Zachary, and St. Helena, that aren't even at the bottom of our now beginning lane to leave from over there, and they're already certified. That is what gets the retention and the recruitment piece together, because once they get here, if they fall in at, say, year six, then they would have moved from the straight base of 0 years to whatever six is, regular step increases. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, and the other incentive that we built into the single lane schedule is anybody that is not certified starts out at 50,000, and they stay at 50,000 until they become certified. So that's an incentive for them to move to certification quicker. Once they become certified, they move to that step at 52,000.
And I have one other question in reference to how many teachers have we gotten already under the new salary cap?
I think we have approximately 11 new teachers under the new schedule.
Are they all certified?
Once we fill the positions in August, we'll come back and present to the board, you know, that kind of that percentage breakdown of how many we have that are certified and how many we have that are not.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, board members? Okay, hearing no other comments from the public or other board members, may I get a motion for the following MOUs for the 2023-2024 school board? Consideration and approval of MOU with Southern University for Nursing Program and Teacher Education Program. D, consideration and approval of MOU with iTeach Louisiana to assist in recruitment, identification, and development of pool of potential effective teachers, and C, consideration and approval of MOU with Restorative Outreach Center for School-Based Therapy and Conflict Resolutions. May I get a motion? And whoever gives the motion, please read each of these, A, B, and C, in your motion. May I get a motion?
Just number three. Consideration. I motion in consideration. Consideration and approval for the following memorandums of understanding MOUs for the 2023-2024 school year. Consideration and approval of MOUs with Restorative Outreach Center for School-Based Therapy and Conflict Resolution Classes. Consideration and approval of MOU with Southern University of Nursing for Nursing Program and Teacher Education Program. Consideration and approval of MOU with iTeach Louisiana to assist in recruitment, identification, and development of pool of potential effective teachers.
May I get a second? Thank you. We have a motion for the approval of the aforementioned MOUs and by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Joseph. We will vote. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the following MOUs. Consideration and approval of MOU with Southern University for Nursing Program and Teacher Education Program. Consideration and approval of MOU with iTeach Louisiana to assist in recruitment, identification, and development of pool of potential effective teachers. And lastly, consideration and approval of MOU with Restorative Outreach Center, ROC, for school-based therapy and conflict resolution classes. Thank you, ladies. Consideration and approval of compensation policies. Are there any public comment? Any board member comments? Any questions?
So I sent this out to you guys about a little over three weeks ago. So basically, this is just wording change to match the single lane salary schedule that we adopted.
Any comments, board members? Okay. Seeing that there are no comments for any school, from any school board member or public, we will now vote for the consideration and approval of compensation policies. May I get a motion for the approval of the consideration and approval of compensation policies?
For consideration and approval of compensation. I don't have my glasses. That's why I haven't been approved. But I approve it, number four.
You have to make a motion.
Been done.
It hasn't been done.
You have to make a motion.
I make the motion for the approval of the compensation policy.
May I get a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet for the consideration and approval of compensation policies. And I think I heard Ms. Butler
second
it. Thank you. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Joseph? And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for consideration and approval of compensation policies. Next agenda item, consideration and approval to solicit bids for lawn care. Are there any board comments regarding bids for lawn care?
I'd like to know who is currently doing the lawn care for the Baker School System.
Ms. Sibley, do you want to talk about who that is?
Come to the mic.
MCC Lawnscape.
Are we changing?
Their contract ended June 30th.
Because it's a certain amount, we have to open it up for bids. So this motion just allows us to
open
accept bids for lawn care services.
What are we paying them at this time? What?
Their contract was for $70,000, I think $70,500.
And they took care of all the properties?
They did.
Or is this just to open the bid?
Yes.
Yeah, so we can get other different bids out.
Yes.
To solicit bids.
Solicit more bids.
So is this person, these people still able to submit a bid? Why not?
Their contract has ended. They had a one-year agreement. We can't do them anymore, so we have to solicit for a new bid. And so, yeah, they could bid on a new bid.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sibley. We have a public comment by Ms. Corley. Ms. Corley, can you hear us? You're up for 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Veronda Corley, Parent Disabilities Advocate nationally. I'm inquiring on exactly what in the contract. I don't see where it lists what times of the day will the company be actually doing the cutting of the grass or doing lawn care. As you know, with people with disabilities, some of them cannot be around those type of activities when they're occurring. And I do understand that lawn care is very much important. But in addition to that, what pesticides or anything of that nature will they be using? Because that would negatively impact people with disabilities as well. Will this company be hiring diverse communities, such as formerly incarcerated, people with disabilities, inclusive populations? That needs to be reflected in there, because every contract that is taken up by the school system has to have a diversity, equity, inclusion clause, and have to make sure that those companies are actually diverse, equity, and inclusive, because that is a federal requirement. And so I did not hear that being mentioned or discussed, as well as making sure that these companies will adhere to making sure that they are being environmental friendly for people with disabilities. And so I just inquire about that, since it's not reflected in the contract or the MOU. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. May I get a motion for the approval and consideration to solicit bids for lawn care?
I motion in consideration and approval to solicit bids for lawn care.
May I get a second? Okay, all right. A motion was made by Ms. Butler to consider and approve solicit for bids for lawn care, and a second by Mrs. Perkins. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The next item on the agenda is consideration and approval of human resource supervisor job description. Consideration and approval for the human resource supervisor job description.
So, can I? Mm-hmm. Oh, so one of the things that Mr. Grisby had mentioned with our job descriptions is many of them have been around a long time. So one of his recommendations was, you know, that we kind of start reviewing job descriptions. So since we want to start advertising to fill his position, I have included our current human resources supervisor job description and the proposed supervisor of human resources job description. And really the biggest difference between these two is the new one sets minimum qualifications for a human resources supervisor, where the previous one did not.
Any comments from board members?
I'm sorry, I missed the change. What is it?
The biggest change is setting the minimum qualifications. So most job descriptions set minimum qualifications for positions, and the proposed one sets minimum qualifications.
I think as a board, we will have opportunity to contribute to this description, but basically what this agenda item requires is just for us to approve the description, approve the creating of the description for human resource supervisor. Any more comments, board members? We But if you have any comments, just let me know. In the meantime, I will go to Ms. Corley. She has a comment. You're on, Ms. Corley.
Thank you so much. I'm inquiring on how would the board be able to vote on this particular item when there's nothing being provided with, as far as what the description would look like for you to actually approve it. So you would actually be approving an agenda item premature. I appreciate Mr. Grisby and all of his hard work, but that was one person doing a job. And so one of the things that we have to be prudent about is making sure that when we write this description, that we're also going to talk about what time this person would actually have to dedicate towards doing that job, but also how many people is going to be responsible for. Because the Human Resources Department being carried by one person is probably the reason why Mr. Grisby is late. That's too much. So you have to actually make sure that you actually come up with a very, very efficient and wise description for not just the supervisor, but for some people, more than one, to be in that department. Because when you put everything on that one person, you're more than likely doing making a dictator, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing in a democratic process. Want our human resources department to be one that can be ran efficiently, but also in adherence to the law. And so dictators are not allowed in democratic processes, nor is it allowed in any place that is receiving federal or state funding. So I just wanted to make sure that we think about that as we come up with job descriptions, and also make sure that we put what the pay salary would be, because that hasn't been mentioned either. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Corley, for your comments. Any other comments from board members? Okay, may I get a motion for the approval of a consideration for human resources job supervisor job description? May I get a motion, please?
I motion consideration and approval of human resources supervisor job description.
I second it.
Thank you very much. We have a motion by Ms. Butler for the approval of the consideration and approval for human resource supervisor job description, and a second by Mrs. Perkins. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of human resource supervisor job description. Next agenda item, consideration and approval of Borden's Dairy's bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Janitorial and Paper Supplies and Interboro Packaging for supplies for the period July 1, 2023, through June 30th, 2024. I just have to say something. I look forward to the day when our children can get some healthy, fresh food. That's something that we will be looking toward in the very near future. Are there any public comments or board member comments regarding this agenda item?
Now, is Borden's Dairy, are they doing supplying the milk now? Are they, all these are just up for new contracts? Are we?
Yes, Ms. Sibley.
Hi, Ms. Prophet. These are new contracts. Borden was the most responsive vendor to adhere to the bid specifications. We did have other participating vendors, Klein Peters, and Eastside Jersey Dairy, Prairie Farms also participated, but Board was the most responsive bidder for this upcoming school year. All these bids are for this upcoming school year. The frozen and processed foods, Pond Corporation, was the only participating and responsive vendor for the frozen foods. For the processed foods, Pond and Forcom Solutions participated for the processed foods. However, Pond was the most responsive bidder for the processed foods. Food service bids are an all or none bid. For the supplies, Economical for food service was the only participating vendor, and so they were the most responsive vendor. And that was it for food service. Do we have any vendors in the audience here tonight? No? Okay. And, yes, ma'am.
I have a question, Ms. Sibley.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have we had Borden's Dairy Foods, milk company?
Well, they always participate in every bid that we put out, and they are just the vendor that is most responsive, meaning they are the one with the better price.
I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
How much of an effort would it be to get on top of this in that we want fresher foods and more healthy foods for our children?
Well, we follow the state guidelines with the food. We have to serve what the state say we have to serve, because the state is how we get our reimbursement. We don't serve what the state wants. They cut our funding. They cut our reimbursement.
So, and the state meaning Bessie Board?
Meaning the department, the child nutrition department.
Louisiana
they have
department.
Meals. Okay. Yeah, they have meals that guidelines that we have to follow. We don't follow those guidelines.
I understand.
Yes,
I understand.
Ma'am.
Could you let her know about the, since she asked that question about what we discussed earlier about the conference you all went to?
Yeah, we did. Ms. Hill and myself attended a conference in Monroe, Louisiana, where other school districts were discussing how they can get their participation up, because some of the students are just not participating.
And that's what
I'm
going to ask.
And they had some great ideas.
Are the children eating this food?
We do have children eating the food, because as we know, this is the only meal that some of our students make get.
True.
So we do have students eating the meal, but we still would like to get the participation up. And we're, coming together with some different ideas of how to get the students in the cafeterias. Some of them have DJs. They play the music and let them come in and listen to the music. That's one of the ideas we are thinking about. They had glow sticks in for the smaller children. Just give them some activities while they're enjoying their meals.
I would like you to email me your contact with that service.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Iced coffee. That was another big hit.
Iced coffee?
Yeah, we actually were already going to do the iced coffee machine for the high school.
Is that working out good?
It was great. From what they showed, the line, their line was long. The kids loved it.
Okay.
And so we were already planning on doing that.
That's
we have machines and all.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. and so that's all the food service bids. We also have our janitorial bid, and that most responsive bidder is Economical. They have 78 of the items, and Interboro Packaging has 2 items. They always bid on the garbage bags, their big garbage bag company, and so they won those 2 items.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
And now we have a public comment by Ms. Corley. Ms. Corley, you're on.
Good afternoon. My question is simple. I know that Congress currently have a bill that a bipartisan bill that they're looking to pass that speaks about all school systems having to provide milk substitutions. So for those individuals that cannot have milk, that they be provided soy or any other type of beverage so that they can actually have something to drink with their food. In addition to that, the federal regulations by the USDA actually talks about individuals with disabilities actually being other types of foods that you may have on your menu, and that if you can't provide that, that you provide a voucher. And I'm not seeing that actually being addressed in this particular agenda item. As you're aware, most processed food contains milk and soy. And I am speaking personally as a parent, as well as a disabilities advocate, of having a child that is severely allergic to milk and soy. This item right here would kill them. And so it is imperative that you look at actually having options included in this particular agenda item that is going to help every single child that you're receiving federal funding from, so that you can be in compliance not only with USDA federal regulations, but also with the new law that was passed this legislative session that requires all children to be able to receive free and reduced lunch. So I'm just making sure that you think about those individuals that cannot have milk or soy and address that in this agenda item. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. Corley. Any other board members? Okay, hearing no more comments from the public or other board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of Borden Dairy's bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods, and processed foods and economical janitorial and paper supplies, and Interboral Packaging for supplies for the period July 1, 2023 through June 30th. 2024. I need a motion.
I motion consideration and approval of Borden's Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporation's bid for frozen foods and processed foods, and economical janitorial and paper supplies, and Interboro Packaging for supplies for the period July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024.
May I get a second?
A second.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Perkins for the consideration and approval of Borden Dairy's bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and economical janitorial and paper supplies, and Interboro Packaging for supplies for the period July 1, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph.
Yes.
Mrs. Crawford.
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess. Yes. And Ms. Butler.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of Borden Dairy's bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations, and for frozen foods and processed foods, and economical janitorial and paper supplies, and Interboro Packaging for supplies for the period July 1, 2023 through June 30, 2024. Next agenda item, consideration and approval of health care and supplemental insurance packages for 2023-2024 enrollment year. And there's a recommendation to renew this plan as it is with no changes. Split medical increase between City of Baker school system and employees, 7.20% increase for employer and employee. Move to emeritus for 3.5% increase versus 15% renewal increase with Delta Dental, and renew as is with no plan or rate changes. That's the recommendation. We had a work session, and the representatives from the insurance company are here. Raise your hand. Okay. Thank you for your presentation. Any questions from board members? Ms. Corley, don't tell me. Okay. All right, Ms. Corley, you're on again.
about what this actually will look like, considering that none of this information is actually provided. And so since this information isn't provided, it's hard for the public to actually give a real true input. But from what I know about benefits, I know that any changes that you do to benefits will impact the people that have retired from your school system. So I think that it is important that you bring the union for the retired staff to the table to make sure that the changes that you're going to make is not going to negatively impact people that have retired that are now living on a fixed income that will then have to still be paying their medical, dental, and vision. So if you did not do that, then I implore the board to please reconsider this item until you can do that or continue to have meaningful conversation and dialogue with the retirees so that that can be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Corley, for your comments. Any other board member comments? Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of health care and supplemental insurance packages for 2023 through 2024 enrollment plan year. May I get a motion?
A motion, consideration and approval of health care and supplemental insurance packages for 2023-2024 enrollment plan year.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the consideration and approval of health care and supplemental insurance packages for 2023-2024 enrollment plan year. Let's get to the vote. Mrs. Perkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet.
Yes.
Ms. Butler.
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph.
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess. Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of health care and supplemental insurance packages for 2023-2024 enrollment year. Next agenda item, consideration and approval to renew policy updating service with Forethought Consulting Incorporation for July 2023 to June 2024. And I'm sure all board members know about the firm consulting for Forethought Consulting. Any questions about that? A point of information,
group that prepares policy through our website where you go on the Baker School System and it has a CAPS file that has all of your policies that are prepared to put there for easy online access. As the legislative sessions end each year, they update those policies according to where the changes in state law have happened. So you would have actually received some of those changes already,
mm-hmm.
and you've already approved some of the policy changes that will have gone into effect into the current policy.
Thank
so they manage it, they active manage it for you, and that's where if anybody has a question, or not a question, but if anybody wants to reference how the Baker School Board operates outside, not outside, but in tandem with state law that is provided in Title 17, the policies close the gap.
Thank you, Attorney. Excuse me, Mrs. Perkins. I know you have more specific questions, but the representative from Forethought is actually here.
Oh.
Sir, you're welcome to come up. Thank you, Attorney DeQueer. Mrs. Perkins, feel free to ask your questions.
For 2023 through 2024 contract?
Yes, it's for a year.
It's for a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the monetary figure associated with this contract?
I'm sorry?
The monetary figure associated with this contract?
I think it's in $4,300, but I can't be exact.
Okay, can you get me an exact figure, please?
Oh, absolutely. In the proposal that was sent, we know that it has the exact figure.
Yes, there are copies in your packets, ladies. Any questions for Forethought? Board members?
Not a number. It's what, how much? $4,000? Thank you.
$4,800.
Little bit of information. Forethought has been with Baker has been a client since the very beginning, and I want to commend the organization over the years for getting such much improved digs, because I can remember when we went to the little room behind the bank and had the meetings over there and discussions with several different folks along with portion of this particular agenda item, policy updating, so something that we've been doing for about the last 40 years. We do it for all of the school systems in the state. And what it does is, what it does is, the first part is the minutes for explicit and implied policy statement. Makes those changes and sends those as drafts to the school system for them to tear it out, review, and approve. It also, we review all of the state legislation. And in fact, we've done this year, mentioned that there's going to be a number of them. Mm-hmm. I've got some to give you that are the first installment of the changes to policies based on some acts of the legislation. There are a number of acts, so we can't do them all at one time. We have to do it in piecemeal fashion. It takes us from normally about June through December to do them all, unless the legislature seems fit to delve in some other area, but they haven't done so in about the last 20 years, 25. So we've got some of those for you. And so that's what the renewal of this particular service is for Baker. Any questions?
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, we need to put a sign.
They were supposed to have done something.
Mrs. Corley? Ms. Corley, I'm sorry, you're on.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm inquisitive in regards to this company as far as in if they're doing everything dealing with this school system and they're going to be up with all the school systems in the state, then I'm just missing out on exactly what it is they do. Because if they're saying graphics, if I heard them correct, they said graphics. Your graphics does not compare to a lot of the other school systems in this state. So that's a problem. So you need to decrease the amount of funding you're giving. If it's dealing with policy, LDOE has not finished addressing the policy as it relates to the laws that just passed into effect from this legislative session. I know because I spoke to them last week, one person, they're still working on that, Bessie and LDOP, and that has not been disseminated out yet, and they're working tirelessly to try to have it out by August. So I'm just trying to figure out exactly what it is that this entity is getting paid to do by the school system, because it was not very clear, and it would have been extremely clear if the information that the board has provided in their package would be made accessible to the public so that we can actually give meaningful conversation and input, especially since these contracts are utilizing tax dollars from the public. So I think that if we're going to be doing things in a more reasonable and legal manner, we need to make sure our attorney for this school system or attorneys, because I can't tell if both of them are there because I can't really see if the other one is sitting in the public or not, but I do think that we need to make sure that we're making some sound decisions with public input, but you have to make sure the public can make sound decisions.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. Your 2 minutes are up. Thank you so much for your comments. Are there any other comments from the board? Hearing no other comments from the board, may I get a motion to consider and approve to renew policy update and service with Forethought Consulting for July 2023 to July 2024.
I give the motion to consideration for the renewal policy updating services with Forethought Consulting for July 23 to June 24.
May I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to renew policy updating service with Forethought Consulting Incorporated for July 2023 to June 2024. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler?
Yes.
The motion carries to consider, or rather, to approve, to renew policy updating service with Forethought Consulting Incorporated for July 2023 to June 2024. Consideration and approval of property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2023 through 2024 plan year. Any comments from the board? Any comments from the public? Ms. Corley, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't think that y'all provided enough information as it relates to what the property insurance, liability insurance, and a workers' compensation package is going to look like in order for us to actually give real, true input. Because we need to know if that package is going to impact the school system to where it would actually put us in a more fiscally irresponsible position. And so I do think that we need to know what entity are we using? If the school system has looked at other entities that could provide property and liability insurance at a cheaper rate, what those rates are, how many did we compare? If we use companies that are in-state versus out-of-state, et cetera. And I think that that's something that we should be, that needs to be given to the public before we can actually approve it. Now, if you want to do consideration, that's fine. But proving, we need to actually, the public needs to be informed of that information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. Board members, any comments? Okay, hearing no other comment from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2023-2024 plan year. May I get a motion?
Motion in consideration and approval of property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2023-2024 plan year.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the consideration and approval of property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2023-2024 plan year. Let's call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval for property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2023-2024 plan year. Next agenda item, consideration and approval to elect uninsured slash uninsured motorist bodily coverage with $250,000 limit to the automotive policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, interim superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board to elect uninsured slash uninsured motorist bodily coverage to the automobile policy. Any board member comments? Any public comments? The hearing, no other comments from the school board members. Ms. Corley? Okay. All right, Ms. Corley, you're on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm actually in approval of this. Shocking. Shouldn't shock anybody. I'm actually really in approval of this. I would have thought that the school system would have already had this type of policy in place as it relates to automobiles, and I'm very shocked that you don't. The only thing I am inquiring on is, would it still allow the school to be financially afloat by adding? But I am definitely in approval of it, and I hope that y'all will provide that information at the upcoming meeting. If you can provide it now, that would be great to make sure that the public know that the school system would be able to stay afloat by adding that and what the cost would actually be. Thanks so much.
Was presented in our previous work session as well. May I get a motion for the approval of the consideration and approval to elect uninsured slash underinsured motorist bodily coverage with a $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, interim superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board to elect uninsured slash underinsured motorist bodily coverage to the automobile policy. May I get a motion?
Motion, consideration, and approval to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage with a $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, interim superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage to the automobile policy.
Thank you for the motion, Ms. Butler. May I get a second?
A second.
Thank you, Ms. Perkins, for second. We have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Perkins to elect uninsured slash underinsured motorist bodily coverage with a $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, interim superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board to elect uninsured slash underinsured motorist bodily coverage to the automobile policy. We'll now vote. Mrs. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
The motion carries to consider and approve to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage with a $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, interim superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage to the automobile policy. Next agenda item, consideration and approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning July 1, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024. Board members, any comments?
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I do support the Advocate as the official journal for the City of Baker. However, I do caution the writer to write what actually happens during the meeting, because sometimes I get a paper every day, and sometimes when I read the article, I'm wondering if I was at the same meeting with the writer. So I support that. But please write what actually takes place at the meeting.
Any public comments? Hearing no comments from the public. Okay, Ms. Corley.
Thank you, ma'am. I caution the school system on the use one, first, number one, you're asking to retroactivate a contract, because we're now on July 11th. So you want this contract backdated to July 1st, which means that you would actually be being billed for service that you was not providing. That's problem number one. Problem number two is I've paid attention to some things that the Advocate does, such as LSU receive a whole lot of coverage, Southern University does not, and vice versa. And I can go on and on about the different things that I've noticed when it comes to discrepancies as well as lack thereof of coverage. And so I'm asking if this is going to be addressed in the contract, because it needs to be spelled out in the contract where you can actually charge the Advocate or receive monies back if they do the school system a grave disjustice, and if they fail to actually provide the school system with appropriate coverage. So I just ask that you look at that, making sure that that is included in the contract, and also how often will they, is there a limit of how often they would actually talk about the school system of Baker? So I just think that that needs to be ironed out and spelled out to the public as it relates to this contract. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. And I, as president of the school board, I just wanted to say thank you to Mr. Charles Lizier, who's here tonight, for his explanations and descriptions when he writes for our school system. And we do look forward to more positive news in the Advocate as it relates to what the system is doing to move our district forward.
I want to talk about this item for just a second. This is not a contract with the newspaper to write news articles. We do not do that. We do not enter into those type of contracts. By state law, the school district has to designate an official journal for its legal notices. The only thing that this action item is doing is designating which official journal we are going to use in advertisements. There's no contract with an amount. If we run a legal advertisement, you know, we handle that with the official journal when we run it. But this is not a contract with a newspaper to run news articles.
Thank you. Any other comments, board members? Hearing no other comments from the public or school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning July 1, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024. I need a motion, ladies.
I motion consideration and approval to designate the advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning July 1st, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Butler to designate the advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning June 1st, 2023 and ending July 1st, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024. The second was made by Mrs. Prophet. The board will now vote via roll call. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess. The motion carries to designate, the motion carries to designate the approval for the advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning July 1, 2023 and ending June 30th, 2024. Burgess voted yes. Next agenda item, and ladies, you have the information in your packets. It was emailed to you some time ago as well. Consideration and approval of a superintendent search firm. Any board member comments?
I did get this packet, and it was my understanding our workshop. And after I settled with that, then I got this saying we needed a firm. I don't know.
Well, it was mentioned that there was monies for performance, I believe, professional services. That was mentioned in one of our work sessions.
Yeah, I don't believe we determined in the workshop that we could not afford a search firm. It was
contracts that we approve tonight will be expended in the 2023-24 school year. So anything that we approve tonight, we would have time to budget won't be the board into office.
Okay.
So what you're saying, we didn't have it before, but we have money.
Yes, ma'am. We had money as long as we had $7,000 left over last year in the 2022-2023 budget for professional services. So if we would have engaged in a contract before July 1, it would have went on last year's budget. So tonight, it would be expended through 2023-2024.
I have a question in reference to the past. Did we have a search firm in the past?
Yes.
We've always had one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my comment is the track record is really bad. I don't think we need a search firm. It's like I said, I've checked with numerous other school districts, and they have advertised in the newspaper and got very viable candidates. And I don't think that we're in a position to be spending money on any professional services. My recommendation would be to advertise.
Thank you, Mrs. Perkins. Attorney DeClear, you have something, point of information?
No, I was just gonna provide the question. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The attached items include Mr. Michael W. Falk, Ms. Renee Mitchell, MED/MDA, SS Consultants, and Chief of Mines Staffing. I, as a board member, would like to give Ms. Renee Mitchell an opportunity. She's a resident of, she graduated from Baker High. She and her family have lived here for years, and she understands our community. So, any other board members have any other comments?
Is she here tonight? Anyone here tonight?
I think she's online. They're viewing online.
So we have to vote on who we are selecting tonight if we select the firm? So it's not just we approving it, the fact that we could use a firm. We have to vote on who it is. I haven't had a chance to even see who they are.
Well, these were sent out some time ago, and
when we first talked about it, it was one firm that was mentioned, and that was Falk. I remember the name.
So, where is it? When was it sent out? Because I mean, I don't have that phone with me now.
This was sent out probably a little over a month ago. Point of information, Mr. DeClear, but I think it was sent out a little over a month ago. Plus, the agenda was, the packet, rather, was sent to you last Thursday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
And, like I said, this information was sent out at least a month or so ago.
That's just like I received something yesterday, and that's not good. We need a time.
It was sent out way before yesterday.
I'm not talking about
I can personally speak. I can personally speak for the board packet. It went out last Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you receive yesterday, Ms. Joseph? You say
I received something today that was something that was due, like the insurance packet thing. 5 o'clock today. I received that yesterday. The agenda, whatever it was, that we were doing a workshop at 5 o'clock.
We said, she said that out, that we were going, no. Ms. Burgess sent that out to 1, 2, 3, all.
No, she's talking
about the meeting for 5 o'clock?
She's talking
there
about
the. There was an agenda sent today about the.
She's talking
about
the
insurance. Oh, yeah, about the insurance. Yeah, yeah, okay.
We didn't get that from the carrier until yesterday.
Yeah, I sent a text message to board members.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, she was, no, she was saying about what she just received yesterday, that wasn't it.
A reminder.
No, it wasn't a reminder, yeah.
Well, I would like to make a recommendation that we choose. I would like to request a motion to choose one of these firms. I understand how most of you feel, but this is something that we need to move forward on.
So will we be using, will we actually do something now in the next board meeting with the firm? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
So there's no way for us to table it until the next, we're going to do something concerning this about the superintendent search between now and September.
Yes.
Well, from my understanding, when we first had the workshop on some important information and we discussed we must find a superintendent, some of us kept pushing for it. So I guess the time has come, but I think we still could have gotten some feedback from the attached bids we have from these the clients. They could have came via Zoom or something.
One of them is on Zoom.
And spoke and introduced themselves instead of us picking one now that we don't even know who they are.
None of them. We need to put her on. She's on Zoom. Let her speak.
It still didn't give the others a chance to do it. Or if they had a chance to do it, they have a chance. Did we give them, did we tell them they had an opportunity to come and present to the board? This is important.
Everyone should have had the opportunity to present their stand on the superintendent search. I'm familiar with one of the firms that I know is very, very competent. That's SSA. I don't know anything about the other ones.
We just put it up to August 1st. Give him a chance.
How much time? Point of information, Mr. DeQueer. What is our time allowance here?
I'd like to table this item until the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. So the interim superintendent can make contract lines.
Okay.
We need to have a decision in place within 30 days of the expiration of the interim superintendent. The first thing that would be done as a result of contracting with one of the search firms would be to produce an advertisement for the vacancy at the business, such that that time delay can start where we get applicants to submit applications. And then we close that for the preferred consideration priority for the extended period of time, but those won't be given priority. Then we move into the vetting process of the applications, and then anywhere from 5 applicants that we require.
Mr. DeQueer, so this is my question. We can make the advertisement. That's not going to stop. We don't need the firm to do that. That means that the applicants will submit their resumes or whatever. And then in the meantime, those people can come in that's interested in doing this and present to us and let us choose. Is that out of order?
I won't say that it's out of order. That's an option that you guys do have, yes.
So what else?
I would suggest that there's also, if there's, are we not meeting in August? I heard you say September.
August.
If we're meeting in August, which is in roughly 3 weeks from today, I'm not entirely certain it would set us back that far, but if you guys wanted a special meeting in the interim in the next 2 weeks, that way this can be done by the end of this month.
My question is, what's going to happen with a firm between now and 3 weeks?
The most important piece that would need to be done from the school board's perspective is negotiating, to some extent, the professional services contract that we would sign with the consultant. Again, these are professional services contracts where they are suggestible services that they perform. Some of them may have included rates and stuff, but we would need to see what they provide back. And since this is being done as a small procurement, they have to stay under a certain threshold.
And it's also not unusual for a school district to invite all of the firms that have sent proposals in for in-person meetings.
Sorry.
For individual meetings?
Well, not necessarily individual, but to invite them in to give a presentation on why they should be. That's not unusual.
Okay, so what's our time frame?
As long as we get this done in August, we're roughly operating about 20 to 30 days behind schedule, but as long as we can get it done in August.
Get it done in August and have a meeting in September.
It will shorten the time frame of when applicants need to submit so that we can review the applications with the consultant to confirm that we can bring you candidates that meet base minimum qualifications.
And you might actually want to consider a special meeting on it because those presentations sometimes can be lengthy.
Certainly.
And August 1st is our next appointment.
Yes.
So we could get together before it being a special meeting. And
could even do a work session where you're not necessarily voting on it, but you're bringing them in to give presentations. And then when you meet in August, there wouldn't even be a necessity to have the meetings. Simply be voting on what you learned in the work session.
At least we can hear from each company or group. Let us make a decision.
Certainly, I don't disagree with that.
Okay. Is this Joseph? You want to make this motion? You want to make a motion?
I motion that we table this item concerning the superintendent's search, set a date for a workshop.
A work session. Okay.
I second it.
All righty. You guys want to look at your calendar now so that we can set this work session now? Okay, give us a few minutes while we look at our calendar to see when is a good time for a work session. A work session in this month of July? The 25th? The 25th? You said the 25th? That works for me.
That doesn't work for me.
I
can't do the 25th. I have a board meeting.
What time? We could. Can you do it during the morning?
4:30 until.
You mean after?
4:30 p.m. until.
After 4:30, you're available?
I can't do it.
Okay, so you're available during the morning? On that day?
Yes.
Okay. 10 o'clock?
Available in the morning.
You're not available. What was the other day? 29th?
School supplies.
Okay, ladies, I need a date. What about next week?
I'll be out of town next week.
And then I think Mrs. Prophet is out of town as well.
Well, I'll be back on the. You need. I'll be back on the 19th from the conference.
Okay.
26th or 27th of July. What's the
27th works for me. The 27th.
What time?
5 o'clock. Mrs. Perkins, the 27th at 5 o'clock. Okay.
27th.
The 27th. At 5 p.m. Tentatively. Okay. Thank you, ladies. This agenda item has been tabled by Mrs. Joseph and second by Mrs. Perkins. Did we vote on this? Mrs. Perkins, call for the vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler? And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And I have to go back. Sorry, Ms. Corley. I know you wanted to speak on this item. We voted, but as a point of privilege, you're allowed to speak. Ms. Corley?
Yes, I want to say that I approve the motion that you just gave to table this item until the 27th. That was actually what I was going to recommend, just because these entities have not presented, and I think that you should allow transparency to the community to know which company is actually wanting to come to the table, and so that we know who you're trying to choose that would actually be helping with candidates to lead this school system to provide better futures for our children. And so I am very pleased with this motion, and I thank you, Board, for doing that.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. Now, see where we are. Information items. Mr. Stroder, superintendent's report on personnel.
Yes, so you have the superintendent report on personnel in your packet.
And there are to be no votes or public commentary on this agenda item. All right, we have announcements. Date of next meeting is August 1st, 2023 at 6 p.m. Next agenda item is superintendent's report, Sensational Summer Academy Ms. Candace Bailey. And thank you for waiting so patiently, Ms. Bailey. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about STEAMsational. So I'm excited that we did it again, and the children are happy, they're excited. I've even talked with some children who are very, very happy about what the City of Acres school system has provided for this summer program. So thank you again, and your staff.
Thank you, Burgess. First of all, we had a total of, our largest count was 303 students.
Wow,
in grades 4 to 8, we had approximately 158 students. In grades K to 3, we had approximately 145 students. They went on some very educational, exciting field trips, such as the Knock Knock Museum, Main Event, All-Star Lanes, AMC Theaters, Avery Island Tabasco Tour, Top Golf, and Global Wildlife. The Baker High STEAMsational had over 35 students enrolled, which was an increase from last year. Field trips included college tours such as Xavier University, BRCC, and Southern University. They also experienced Avery Island and the Tabasco Tour, Tunica Hills, Main Event, and Mardi Gras World. Pre-K STEAMsational took place on June 21st through the 29th and had approximately 10 students enrolled. They attended Main Event to experience bowling. We had the privilege of partnering with some amazing organizations such as BR STEAM, the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated Mu Zeta Chapter. 20 students were given an amazing opportunity to work with the Baton Rouge Poet Laureate Jonathan Myers to study the origin of Creole and the Louisiana culture and language. So he had 20 students selected to participate, and that was a great honor from the Baton Rouge Arts Council. Students also celebrated Juneteenth. They celebrated a little early because of us being off of the holiday, so we celebrated on Wednesday the 14th. And they learned about the history of Juneteenth through some personalized activity books that we purchased. And they also enjoyed the holiday by enjoying food and games afterwards for the rest of the day. The last day of STEAMsational camp is Thursday, this Thursday, July 13th. I've given you each a flyer in your package. Students will present skills learned during the summer as a culminating showcase that begins at 10 o'clock. Parents, as well as members of the Baker community, are encouraged to attend. And then following at noon, the students will partake in fun day, which includes food, games, and fun up until 3 p.m. So thank you. And this was an absolute joy. This was the most students we had ever out of the 3 years, and they were a joy along with the teachers and the coordinators. So, and I want to personally thank our bus drivers, our cafeteria workers, everybody in our business and finance session that helped us with getting all this prepared, and my counterpart, Ms. Rochelle Brooks as well. And thank you.
Are some of your people here that help you?
Yes, all of our finance people are here.
Would y'all stand so we can give you a round of applause and thank you properly? Appreciate
it. And Ms. Shaw, I'm so sorry. That was our lead STEAMsational coordinator. So she dealt with those 303 students every day.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
That's great. That's amazing. It was my honor and privilege to sign the graduating diplomas of our seniors about a week ago. You know, that was just something. I never had that chance to do that, and just to sign those diplomas and pray over each of those students as I signed those diplomas. It was truly, truly an honor for me. Ms. Prophet, before we adjourn, do you want to announce about the event on the 29th?
Yes, on July 29th, from noon to 4, we are doing a school supply drive here in the parking lot, giving away school supplies. So any volunteers, come on out and help us out.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. Adjournment. I need a motion to adjourn.
I have a statement before we adjourn.
Sure.
As an individual board member, I want to actually go on record and request the records of the 11 counts on Baker school system and the balances that I did before. but I didn't do it on record, and the actual reserve account. So I just want to put it on record. I still need those.
Okay. Now I need a motion for adjournment. Need a second?
Yes. Second.
We have a motion and a second for adjournment. Motion by Mrs. Perkins and second by Ms. Butler. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. You are now adjourned. And thank you all so much for coming out. And thank the public for your comments and each board member.